Thank you. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Friends, brothers and sisters, in faith and acquaintances of Leah Bosfeld, on behalf of the family, I extend you a warm welcome to this service. In the presence of the Good Shepherd, we will this morning be laying Leah's body in its temporary resting place in the bosom of the earth. Let's begin by lifting the eyes of our hearts to the Lord, from where our help and aid comes, and sing together from Psalm 121, verse 1. Let us continue our prayer. Holy and merciful God, the refuge and strength of those who put their trust in you, we thank you that you in your tender mercy have given your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as the seal of your promises of life to us. We thank you, Lord, for his suffering, death and resurrection. We thank you that you have given us through your word and spirit that faith in him, whereby we are lifted up into the heavenly places in Christ, and we may place our hope and expectation on that glorious future promised in him. Help us now to wait upon you with reverent and humble hearts, that we through the comfort of your word may hold fast to your promises. Lord, we thank you for the life that you gave in Leah Bosfeld. We thank you for her care, for the care that you gave over her both in this life and even now, as she rests completely at peace and in joy with you. Lord, you know each of us better than we ourselves. You know the emotions and the memories churning inside of us. Grant to us the peace that surpasses all understanding through what you have done in our Lord Jesus Christ, who by the suffering on the cross conquered sin and death once for all. Help us then to realize that in him there is and remains the promise of resurrection to everlasting life. And make us thankful. All the honor, thanks and praise belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us sing together once again from hymn 4 this time. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. We'll sing the verses 1 and 4. We read now from Holy Scripture as it comes to us in the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the verses 8 through 11. And the Apostle writes as follows, "For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, and that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many." Let us respond again in song, singing from Psalm 116, the verses 1 and 10. "I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace." Grant and Lisa have requested that we reflect particularly this morning on the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe in the Holy Spirit. The Apostles' Creed was one of those songs that Leah particularly loved to sing and expressed her faith in. And before our meditation upon that creed, let us sing it together.
Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters, friends and family, Hymn 1A was not only a favorite song of Leah's, but also for her a way of life as young as she was. And for that reason, her parents indeed have asked us to briefly reflect upon this basic Christian confession this morning, a confession which meant so much to her as young as she was. We recollect that our Lord Jesus Christ, too, found the confession and the faith of children very important in his own ministry. Twice, Jesus took a child to illustrate to his disciples that spontaneous acceptance of God's kingdom, that natural humility that he found lacking in them. You recall perhaps the most famous incident, coming down from the north after they had finally really confessed and been able to confess that Jesus truly is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and they were on their way for the final time to Jerusalem, and they stop at home in Capernaum to pack things up, but they've been arguing with themselves, who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus takes that small child and places it in their midst and says to them that he who does not accept or receive the kingdom of heaven as this child and that humility will not inherit it at all. And as we reflect also this morning upon the life that our Lord God gave to Leah, she could so easily have been that child. That humility, that natural self-sacrificing response to God's word of love and of caring, that spontaneous joy in praising God, belonged through his gift to her. I believe. That's how the confession begins. And that's also a motto that runs right through it. I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe a holy Catholic Church. Believing is of the essence of what we do as Christians. Believing is expressing faith. The origin of that confession of faith, that believing, came in the early church as they baptized the many people that in those times were coming to faith. And in order to be baptized as an adult, one had first to profess his faith. And that's how this creed arose. It was a basic profession of faith whereby you could have God's promises sealed to you in the sacrament of holy baptism. And so they professed that faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and were baptized in the name of that same triune God. Well, Leah, born into a covenant family, was also baptized as a very young infant. Baptized into God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. At that time, of course, she could not express any faith at all. She was far too young. But her parents expressed that faith on her behalf, professing it. And professing also that they would ensure that Leah could grow up in those promises, as a covenant child, not as a child outside of God's grace until she might perhaps become old enough to profess it for herself, but as a child growing up knowing nothing else but that God also is her Father, Jesus Christ, her Savior, and the Holy Spirit, the person who lives in her heart. What an unbelievable comfort to anyone, let alone a child growing up. She grew up understanding, even at her own level, those promises that had been sealed to her in baptism. You know, the formal profession of faith that young people do when they're perhaps 19, 20, or around that age is really only a final step in a life that shows a thankful faith and trust in God. Covenant children grow up experiencing that trust, that faith, learning to express that at every moment in their life as they grow older, as they mature. And even for Leah, as young as she was, she grew up expressing that faith and professing that faith, not just when she sang the creed, but in her whole life. And her parents were teaching her these things as she grew. Those words, "I believe," express more than just an intellectual assent. They express trust. For trust, too, is of the essence of faith. Trust is walking in faith without knowing all the answers. Walking in that faith that God is creator, God in Jesus Christ is my Father, that Jesus Christ has died for my sins, that God has sent His Holy Spirit also into my heart. And therefore, knowing those things, walking in trust, not understanding everything, but understanding the joy and the comfort of the gospel, understanding where life is headed to be with Jesus Christ in glory. And therefore, going forth without inhibitions, particularly as a child can, as it sings God's praises, wherever it is, not just at home, but even in the shops. Without those inhibitions that our sinful nature develops as we mature. Walking in faith can in certain respects be genuinely illustrated by such a child. It also means walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And even children can do that in the understanding that they have, as they learn that God is a loving, faithful Father, that Jesus Christ has sacrificed Himself for us. And so they learn too to walk in His footsteps, to show that self-sacrificing kindness, to look out for others, as Leah most famously did, both for her mum and for Judah and others. You see, to take the Apostles' Creed upon your lips is to take upon your lips of a confession of belonging to God. Belonging to God. Not making God belong to you, but you expressing that you belong to Him. In other words, there's no condition expressed when you choose to walk that life of faith and to express that confession. You don't say, "Well, God, I'll follow you in thankfulness if you let me first understand your way of directing our lives and of controlling things on this earth." No. We submit to Him in faith, and we take that faith and that confession upon our lips, knowing that He, as the Creator of heaven and earth, has sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins and to give us and return to us eternal life, that life that we had lost because of our own sin. He has done everything, the ultimate self-sacrifice, by giving up His Son in that way to seal that promise to us. And if we understand that promise of the gospel, that, brothers and sisters, becomes the basis of walking in faith, the faith of that confession, I believe in this life, without having to understand everything in the way that he in his inscrutable wisdom directs our life's paths. Yes, it is hard to understand, particularly when tragedy occurs, that the Lord would wish to take a life at this young and tender age. And we don't understand it. Let's be honest and frank. But God asks us to walk in faith, that he does, as a loving father, have his loving plan for our lives. And each and every one of us receives a task from him to walk in this life unto the furtherance of his kingdom. And he directs that. And he asks us to walk in faith on the basis not of understanding his plan for our lives, on the basis of his love sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You see that too in the lives of Paul and Timothy. We read just a few verses from his second letter to the Corinthians. As adults, Paul and Timothy needed also to learn to trust God as children. They write, "We have the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead." In other words, they're saying, walking in this confession of faith, binding and uniting ourselves to Jesus Christ in faith, means understanding that in Jesus Christ we died on the cross. Our old sinful nature has been done away with, and we live, as long as we live, in that resurrection life of Jesus Christ, and with that promise foremost in our minds. And that means we set aside those anxieties about health and life on this earth. We trust in God, and we work, and we engage in our task in this life unto his glory. Yes, we need to learn that. And time and again, we need to confront ourselves with the real priorities in this life. And Paul and Timothy did and needed that as well. Which is why they speak also about the Corinthians helping in prayer. But thanks may be given and prayer offered up to God as we engage in that life of thankfulness together for God, even in difficult times, in times of trial and tragedy, keeping foremost in our minds that promise of resurrection and life sealed in Jesus Christ. And let us therefore this morning, brothers and sisters, allow the example of Leah to stimulate us in reassessing our priorities in this life. We've received a great gift of life in Jesus Christ, and it's a gift to be treasured, to be honored, and to be spread. And let's do that in the joy and the hope that only a genuine faith can provide. May God be honored. May God be praised for the life that he gave in Leah, the example that he gave in Leah, but foremost for the love that he has demonstrated in Jesus Christ, his only Son. Amen. Let's sing together. Again, we'll sing from hymn 45, the verses 1, 2, and 4. Loving Shepherd of thy sheep. just give thanks. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, you know how we sometimes struggle with the difficulties and the tragedies in this life. And yet, Lord, we pray that you would grant by your word and spirit that faith, that trust in you through Jesus Christ, whereby we might walk that walk of faith and express that confession, I believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, not only on our lips, but with our hearts, minds, and in our entire walk of life. Lord, we thank you for the life you gave to Leah Bosveld. We thank you for her joy, for her thankfulness, for her way of life, expressing that faith in you. We thank you that you care for her even now. And we pray, Lord, enable us to express that thankfulness, not only today, but in our lives as we walk as children of you, as we walk in the expectation of the return of your Son, of the renewal of all things, and of the glorious resurrection. Grant that to us all, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing again from Psalm 79, verse 5. We shall forever joyful praises render. Brother Harry Lambers to come forward and express a word on behalf of Leah's parents.
Of three children and lived 5 years, her birthday being the day after she passed away. God had her days ordained, and we give him all praise for his faithfulness and know his ways are right. Leah was a beautiful girl, both inside and out. She had a kind nature, willing to help with any job. She had so much enthusiasm for life, looked forward to kindy, loved church. She loved her family, enjoyed mothering her baby sister. And Leah loved to sing. And all the songs we have sung here today, she knew well, singing happily even at the shops. She will be so deeply missed by us all. She leaves a deep void in the lives of those who knew her well. Back in June, our wider family set off on a long-awaited trip, travelling the Gibb River Road. We enjoyed the most marvellous sights, or the amazing sights, and marvelled at God's wonderful creation. Even more special were the times of being together. Leah became an extension of Grandad, Nana, and Uncle Bud's family, travelling with us in the car, sleeping in our rooftop tent at times. She walked many tracks holding our hands, being carried on our backs, and was encouraged along the way when things got tough. A memorable time for all who were part of this trip. Soon after returning, it became obvious that things were not well with Leah. She was unwell, but no cause was found. She began vomiting most mornings, had headaches, was very sleepy, lost her appetite, and she was not the Leah we knew. After being admitted to PMH, she was diagnosed with a brain tumour on the 20th of August, and was immediately operated on to relieve the build-up of fluid in her head. The following day, she underwent 12 hours of surgery. Sadly, the cancer had spread through her brain and extensively into her spine. The operation to remove the tumour left her severely disabled, and her voice was never heard again. Grant and Lisa were devastated, and the shock of this news completely rocked their world and of those that knew them. After many setbacks and disappointments with Leah's progress, Grant and Lisa took Leah home 4 weeks after her diagnosis. They knew she only had a short time with them, and along with the brother Judah and sister Tirza, who turned one yesterday. A house was provided for them by family, which was more suitable to cope with the needs Leah now had. Grant and Lisa's family spent the day moving them, and they were quickly immersed into the daily care of Leah, totally dedicated to her, 24 hours a day. Dave and Kirsty had taken on the role of caring for Tirza and Judah, and continued to take them when things at home got too much to manage. Grant and Lisa so much appreciated their willingness to do this, and it gave them peace of mind knowing that their other children were in good hands. And they were blessed with many joyful times as a family, including Leah in everything possible, attending church, visiting her great-grandparents, and going to Auntie Noor's birthday with cake. Baking with Lisa was one of Leah's favourite things to do. Hayley took on the bossy friend role and very capably organised a meal roster, relieving another task for Grant and Lisa, and they enjoyed delicious food provided by people who loved them and wanted to help. Daily help from a few family members was organised, and Silver Chain were always on call and provided excellent palliative care and support. After 2 weeks, Leah's health began to rapidly decline. She was showing signs of terrible pain, and it became very clear that her days were quickly coming to an end. She required stronger medication to keep her pain under control, and a bed was made for her in Grant and Lisa's room, so she could be under their watchful eye day and night. Their love, devotion, determination to continue showing the love and care through to the end, trusting God's ways are perfect, kept them going. They ministered to her, talking, singing, praying, reading songs, and holding her in their arms. Finally, Leah crossed the Jordan and entered into glory on Tuesday afternoon, after a long struggle through the last days. Grant and Lisa were with her, as well as Nana, who had been with them through Leah's journey. On behalf of Grant and Lisa, a heartfelt, sincere thank you to the staff at PMH, Silverchain, family, friends, for all the medical care, practical help, love, support, cards, messages, empathy, and the many, many prayers. Grant and Lisa, 2 months ago, you began grieving the loss of Leah as you knew her. And now you continue grieving, but not without hope. The Bosveld and Lambers families are devastated at the loss of Leah. And as grandparents, family and friends, we all share in your immense sorrow and grief. We love you both very much and commend you for the admirable way you gave and gave all you had to Leah, leaning on the Lord to get you through. And we want you to know that we will be with you, supporting you in all ways possible as you continue life without Leah. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
We're now going to be singing from Psalm 81, verse 1. I understand the youngest children will also come to be present for that. Sing a psalm of joy, after which the pallbearers will come forward to take the casket. And when the coffin has been taken out, I would ask that you then all proceed to the church, proceed from the church to the cemetery for the burial with some expedition, and the service will be continued there.
Thank you. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. I would ask the family to come forward and present the flowers upon which we pray. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we entrust our sister Leah Bosfeldt into your hands, and we commit her body to the bosom of the earth in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection unto eternal life, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Amen. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. Let us give thanks to our almighty and gracious God and Father. Holy and merciful God and Father, you are the refuge and strength of all who place their trust and faith in you. We thank you, and we thank you especially that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die for our salvation. We thank you for the victory over death and the grave, which he's given us through a living faith in him. We thank you for the fellowship you've given with all believers on this earth who wait upon you, and all believers whom you have already taken to yourself and who have found their rest with you. Enable us all to yearn for the great day when, in your almighty power, you will raise the believers out of their graves with glorious bodies to be with you and your Son in eternal life on the restored heaven and earth. Grant us all that saving faith. Teach us to pray the prayer which your Son also gave us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Let us sing together from hymn 49, the verses 1 and 2. What is in life and death my only aim? Lord's Day 1. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The family invite you all to return to the church, where refreshments are provided and there is also opportunity to offer your condolences.